flawed premise number 6. Who I am began the day I was born into my physical body. As an unworthy being, I was born into a life of struggle in order to try to achieve greater worthiness. You did not begin on the day you were born into your physical body. You are eternal consciousness with an eternal history of becoming and of worthiness. And while a part of that worthy, non-physical, eternal, God force, creative consciousness expressed itself into the being you know as you, the larger part of you remained and remains non-physically focused in pure, positive energy and absolute worthiness. You eagerly came into this physical time-space reality because it is the leading edge of creation and you are a creator. You adored the idea of focusing on this world of contrast because you understood the value the contrast would have in helping you, a creator, to focus and create. You understood that your own life would draw from you continual new ideas, and that, by the power of your focus, those ideas could become reality as it is known in the physical world. And you knew the joy of choosing, focusing, and allowing the creative manifestations. You knew that in every moment you would be able to feel the degree of vibrational alignment you were achieving between your current thoughts and the understanding that the source within you has on the same subject at the same time. And you understood that those feelings of positive and negative emotion would be the sole source of your guidance to help you create and discover and expand along your eternal path of becoming. You may remember how you felt as a child when someone focused their disapproval of you at you. The negative feeling you experienced was your indication that their opinion of you was out of alignment with who you really are and what you really know. In that moment, you felt the beginning of the tugging of that other person pulling you away from your broader perspective of who you are with their distorted view of you. Your guidance, the negative feeling, was letting you know that the focus that they had caused you to achieve was out of alignment with the focus of your source. While it never feels good to you to view yourself or anything else differently than the source within you sees it, over time, you became accustomed to the discomfort of your gradual disempowerment, until eventually, you began looking for others for guidance, leaving your own guidance to fade into the background. So now, getting back to your question of how a child can exist in harmony with parents who want to train him into their way of thinking, our dominant intent would be to first assist the child in remembering who he is. We want to remind him of his own guidance system. We want to help him reconnect with his own personal power and realize his own personal dreams. But many would argue that it's just not as simple as that. Even if the child were to remember all of that, he's still trapped in a relationship with people who don't remember, who don't agree with that, who are bigger than he is, who are in control of his experience. How could a child ever find harmony under those conditions? First, we'll direct our response to the child in this situation, and then to the parents, and finally to you who are asking that question.